In the name of Jesus, amen. To those who are children of God, to those who know themselves to be sinners, helpless to save themselves, to those who see within themselves that struggle that St. Paul describes as having experienced in today's epistle reading, Jesus has words of comfort and peace. Come to me, he says, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. But to those who are wise and understanding in their own eyes, these things are hidden. To those who do not acknowledge their sin, to those who think that they are okay before God, that they have no need of contrition, repentance, and faith, these words of Jesus are null and void. These things that Jesus says are for children. Because listen to what Jesus says. He has been, over the two previous chapters, telling his disciples of the things they will suffer for his sake as believers in Christ. And he's not just instructing the disciples in these things, he's telling the church throughout all ages that she must be prepared to suffer for the sake of the gospel. It's not going to be an easy road to hoe always. There is going to be opposition, persecution, reviling, hatred of men for Jesus' sake. John the Baptist, in the chapter before this, sends messengers to Jesus asking him, are you the one who is coming, or should we look for another? And Jesus tells John's disciples, go and tell John what you see, what you hear. The lame are healed, lepers are cleansed, the deaf can hear, the blind can see, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me, the one who is not scandalized by me. Scandalized by my claim that no one can know the Father except through me, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. So that brings us to Jesus' prayer in which he says, I thank you, Father. Literally, I confess to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. Hidden these things. What things? What things has the Father in heaven hidden from the wise and understanding? Well, it's simple things. Things that you as a believer in Christ may sometimes take for granted. That there is salvation in no other, for there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. That Jesus is the one mediator between God and men. And what is more, that Jesus is no mere human teacher. He is not merely a good and righteous man, but he is God in the flesh. Listen to what Jesus goes on to say. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. As he says at the end of the Gospel of St. Matthew, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, given to Jesus, as God and man, so that it's not merely God who has all authority over heaven and earth. It is Jesus Christ, true man and true God, who exercises that authority. Jesus goes on in today's gospel to make the audacious claim. No one knows the Son, who he really is, has intimate knowledge of him except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. You cannot know God by your own questing, curious mind. You cannot figure God out. You would never know that God exists in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, unless this had been revealed to you. You can't go sit on a lake or play 18 rounds of golf or watch a game on television and come to the awareness that Jesus Christ is my Savior. The Father in heaven has to reveal this to you, just as he did to Simon Peter when Peter confessed, "You are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God." It is only the work of God through the gospel, as the Holy Spirit works through the means of grace to bring anyone to a knowledge of the one true God and a knowledge that Jesus Christ is the Savior, again, the one mediator between God and man. This is true for you. This is what you can take comfort in when you experience that struggle that St. Paul describes, when you don't understand the things you do, your own actions, but you find yourself doing what you do not want to do. You find yourself doing the very thing that you hate, that your new nature in Christ recognizes as sinful and displeasing to God. You have a Savior in Jesus Christ. You have the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of all the world. You have the one who loved you and gave himself for you, who became sin on the cross so that in him you can become the righteousness of God. And again, it is not the wise and understanding people like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scribes, the priests in the temple who figured this out. We cannot by our own reason and strength believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has enlightened us with his gifts, sanctified us, and kept us in the true faith. I think I see some Facebook friends of mine who wandered in, and if you'll look back there, they're holding a little baby, a child, an infant, who has been baptized in the name of the triune God. This little child, even though cannot articulate it, knows Jesus. And Jesus knows this little child because the gospel is not for the wise and understanding. They think they have no need of it. The gospel is for those who come to Jesus as a little child with that attitude of helplessness, of need, and of trust. And so Jesus says in today's gospel, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all you who know that you cannot possibly be good enough to earn your own salvation, that you have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Come to me, all who know that to stumble at just one point in the law, to break just one commandment is to have broken it all, and the law stands against you as your accuser. Come to me, the one who has taken all your sin upon himself on the cross. Come to me, who was raised again on the third day after dying for your justification. Come to me, who has washed you of your sin and made you a new creation in the water of holy baptism. Come to me and hear the words of absolution that I speak through your pastor. Come to me who offers to you his true body and blood in the sacrament of the altar for the forgiveness of sins. Come as a child. Come believing my word. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to explain my words away. Jesus says, "This is my body. This is my blood." Wait, how can he put his body in the bread of the sacrament? How can he put his blood in the cup? It doesn't make sense. And yet Jesus does so by the power of his word. He does so for you, for the forgiveness of your sin. And so, again, when you hear those words spoken, you should say a hearty amen as the sacrament is distributed to you. Amen. I believe this. I'm a little child. I'm a little child who knows my Father in heaven and trusts in his mercy and love for the sake of Jesus Christ. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, Jesus says, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. I am meek, in some translations. In the Beatitudes, Jesus says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Jesus is the blessed one. He is the meek one. In him we inherit the new heavens and the new earth. We are part of the new creation that shall be unveiled when Christ comes again in glory, and we shall be raised up in glory, made entirely new. David Settlemyer had heart bypass surgery yesterday. He's doing well, but no cardiac bypasses in the new creation. Bobby Howard had a stroke earlier in the week. Thanks be to God, he's doing well, but no strokes in the new creation. There will be no illness. There will be no need of doctors. Guess what? There won't be any need of pastors and preachers either, because all things will be made new. You shall be made completely new, and you shall see your Savior face to face, and shall dwell in the light of God's love and mercy eternally. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That word learn is related to the word disciple. Learn from Jesus. You're doing that today as you hear his word proclaimed. Learn from Jesus. You do that as you attend Bible class. Learn from Jesus. You do that as you study the word in your own home or on the job or whenever you have the opportunity. Learn from him, because the devil and the world and the sinful nature is trying to snatch your knowledge of Jesus and of the one true God away from you. You must constantly be, as what Luther says, a child learning his ABCs. Hey, I bet you have a catechism at home. If not, the catechism is in the hymnal. Take it out, review it. Luther said, I am a doctor of the church. I have a degree of theology, and yet every day I become as a little child and study the catechism, because it will bolster you in your faith in Christ. It will become an anchor of truth that your life can be built upon, because the catechism explains in a small, simple way that a little child can understand the basic truths of the gospel, the chief teachings of God's word. Here it is. The gospel is for children. It is not for the proud. It is not for the self-righteous. It is not for the arrogant. It is not for those who say, I don't need that. I don't want any of that. I'm an adult. We humble ourselves. We repent. We become as little children, receiving gifts from our Heavenly Father. That's the attitude with which we come to the sacrament of the altar. That's the attitude with which we are to receive all the gifts of God as little children. Because again, Jesus did not come for those who are healthy. He came for those who are sick, those who know their need, those who confess and acknowledge their need, and those who come to Him gladly with thanksgiving and praise to receive the saving gifts that He alone gives. So I look out upon this congregation and I see a bunch of childlike Christians. Notice I didn't say childish. I don't see any paper airplanes or spit wads flying through the air. Childlike Christians who trust in Jesus and who gladly and freely come to Him when they labor and are heavy laden, who come to Him confident that in His forgiveness, in His salvation, in His mercy, they will find rest for their souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.